Thank you, everybody. Thanks for the opportunity to testify. My name is William Gorenzer. I live in Bowdoin, Maine. I've made my living in the seafood industry for the past 33 years. I began as a stern man on a lobster boat out of Booth Bay. Then, after a couple of years, moved offshore to a commercial trawler in the Gulf of Maine and on George's Bank. For the past 26 years, I've been involved in purchasing, sales, and training in the seafood industry. My office is in Portland, Maine. Excuse me, catching my breath because I ran over here. I served 10 years on the board of directors of the Portland Fish Exchange, including 6 as treasurer, 2 as chairman. I also serve on the Highly Migratory Species Advisory Panel, been on that for 13 years. Been on the Groundfish Advisory Panel for 16 years. I'm currently the Groundfish AP Chair. I'm here to testify in support of LD 1097. I think it makes good sense for Maine's future in the seafood industry. Later today, you may hear that we shouldn't give these fishermen the ability to land lobsters in the state of Maine because they can't be trusted after all. Haven't they already ruined their resource? I can say that kind of thinking is fear-based and untrue. It is true that cod stocks in New England are now at very low levels and are considered to be overfished. The fishermen along the coast of Maine knew that before anyone else. In the early 1990s, many Maine fishermen saw the drop in cod landings first and put their gear on the bank and went to other fisheries. Many of them even moved to lobstering. This was nothing new for us because Maine fishermen had always seen downturns before and dealt with those by shifting effort. In the meantime, the Massachusetts and New Hampshire fishermen kept hammering on the codfish as the stock concentrated into their fishing grounds as it shrunk. They were well organized, and they showed up at groundfish meetings in sufficient numbers to shout down any sensible management plans and managed to shape the regulations in order to keep directing on cod. Meanwhile, Maine fishermen, the same ones who want to come back here, fought for sensible regulation and found themselves receiving cuts on codfish they weren't even catching. Furthermore, a June closure extended up the entire coast of Maine, virtually eliminating the Maine inshore fishery. The final insult came when the New England Fishery Management Council decided that if you had no fishing history during that period, which many Maine fishermen didn't because they shifted effort, then you could no longer re-enter the fishery. And we'd never seen this before. That was strike one. To say that all fishing is bad is also inaccurate. Recent assessments of Georges Bank haddock, Gulf of Maine pollock, hake, and Acadian redfish show these stocks to be in very good shape. Massachusetts knows this and is planning accordingly. They are welcoming Maine offshore boats. Infrastructure is in place and being added and upgraded to take advantage of this. But to my knowledge, Maine has decided to tell boats that in order to land lobsters in Massachusetts, which they can legally do, you have to give up your Maine permit and perhaps not even have a Maine owner or a Maine deckhand on board. That's strike two. Let's face it, these lobsters are already being landed, about 100,000 pounds a year, which seems like a lot until you compare it to the over 100 million pounds landed by Maine's lobster industry. I just got one short paragraph left. It's a pretty good trade-off. I'll echo what Jimmy said. We're giving up redfish as lobster bait. There used to be plants up and down the coast of Maine cutting redfish. They're no longer here, and unless we do something about that, that redfish won't come here. The decision here today is yours. The members of the Maine groundfish industry are asking you and the Maine lobstermen for help. You can say yes, or you can tell them to go away. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions from the committee? Seeing none, thank you for your testimony.